Chapter 1. Angela Lucci opened the kitchen door of her home that overlooked the Moretti Vineyard, just north of Sonoma, California, and inhaled the fresh smell of grapes that was still in the air from the recent harvest. Her long raven hair tumbled over her shoulder, grazing the flawless tanned skin of her uncovered arms. It was a clear fall day, and she welcomed the fresh breeze that met her on the porch. She knew the wine that was fermenting in the large stainless steel vats was doing fine. The crush, or the harvest of grapes, had gone well. As usual, Juan, the man in charge of hiring the seasonal help, required to hand-pick the grapes, had chosen his workers wisely. She turned back to where her husband Mateo was standing, enjoying the last few sips from his morning coffee, and said,
"I didn't think I'd like it when we came to California and had to leave our families in Italy, but I'm glad we did."
Mateo's mustache moved as he smiled at his wife. Setting his cup of coffee on the counter, he pulled her to him.
"Certainly, Signor and Signora Moretti have given us so much," Angela continued. "I mean, think about it, Mateo. We could never afford a large house like this on our own, and live in one of the most beautiful places in all of California. I've gotten to really like the people here, both at the vineyard and in town, and I love my job. When I was a young woman studying winemaking in Umbria, I never dreamed it would lead me here."
"Or to me,"
Mateo murmured, kissing her forehead. She smiled at him and continued,
"Nor did I think I would find my future husband there. I'm glad my parents agreed to send me to the school in Umbria, and how fortunate both of us were to get jobs with the Moretti Vineyard in Tuscany. I'm grateful when Signor and Signora Moretti asked me to be their winemaker at their new vineyard in Sonoma. They had a friend, Signor Romano, who also had a vineyard here in Sonoma, and that he would hire you as a winemaker. I think we have to be the luckiest two people in the world."
"So do I, amore mio,"
the muscular, dark-haired man said, stroking his wife's hair. His large brown eyes and thick eyelashes were still capable of sending warm shivers throughout Angela's body.
"But I wish the wine Signor Romano produces at his vineyard was as coveted as the Moretti label. I envy you for being the head winemaker here."
Angela nuzzled closer to him.
"Ah, Mateo, we've talked about this before, but I never think of us as having different jobs. We're a couple. I just happen to be working for Signor Moretti, and you just happen to be working for Signor Romano. I think our jobs are very much the same. We are equals."
"That's very gracious of you, Angela. But we both know that the wines from the Moretti winery are far more highly regarded than the Romano wines,"
Mateo said with a sigh. "I do the best I can with what they have on the property, but every year in tasting competitions, our wines always place second to those from the Moretti winery."
"I wish it were otherwise," Angela said, staring into Matteo's eyes. "But for now, let's just enjoy where we are. I think it's a good thing we both worked for Signor Moretti's parents at their vineyard in Tuscany. I'm sure if we just applied for the position and they didn't personally know us, we never would have been hired."
"Angela, it's not we, it's you. I didn't get the position, you did."
"Mateo, please not again," Angela said soothingly. She hated it when Mateo's eyes clouded over. "Even if I do work for the Moretti winery, and yes, my position as the winemaker at a prestigious winery is probably thought of as more desirable than yours by some people. But I don't consider it to be so, and that's all that's important. You are the head of our household and always will be."
Mateo pulled away from her with a jolt.
"Don't speak to me in that condescending tone of voice. It sounds like you think I'm some sort of idiot."
He slammed his fist on the counter and then stomped out the door with an angry, bitter look on his face. Angela's stare followed him.
"Mateo, where are you going?" she asked in a frightened voice.